The first NIFI Festival will be held 3 days on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, August 28th through the 30th at Kentucky Speedway in Sparta, Kentucky. Tickets have been on sale since May 28th. On the phone is Sean Knight, CEO of Nitro Fidelity, which is producing the festival along with Hookah Productions and Kentucky Speedway. Sean Knight, thanks for joining us, and what a festival you've put together.
It's not just me. It's a big team effort, and we're very excited about this being the first one at Kentucky Motor Speedway.
Big names from various musical genres, over 40 artists. Whose brainchild was this, and when did you start putting this together with Bruton Smith's Speedway Motorsports, Inc., which owns Kentucky Speedway?
Probably about 2 years ago, my partner Howard Rogenkamp and myself started working on this project, and it's a combination of really kind of understanding what can make for a successful festival, and we felt like the racetracks had a lot of the infrastructure, and they knew how to take good care of their customers already, know how to move people, large amounts of people, in a safe manner and create a great fan experience. And that's basically, we're just taking out the racing and bringing some top quality music and festivities to the venue.
Yeah, because the NASCAR big weekend is going to be in July, and then they've got another fall meet in September. So this is right in between, and the weekend before Labor Day.
Right in between. They've got their big Quaker State 400 race on July 11th, I believe, which is always their biggest race. And then we come in between that, and then they've got a nationwide race, I believe, in September.
So is this a family event?
Sure. I mean, the musicians that we've got are geared towards that. We always saw this as being something like racing at the venues is for families, and everybody loves music. My 10-year-old kids listen to a lot of these different artists, and I think it's something that's not just specific to one demographic, per se.
Well, let's talk about the musicians who are going to be there. A lot of big names.
Yep, we've got, of course, Green Day and Kingsley Amon, Miranda Lambert, Bradley Gilbert, Jake Owen, who's actually just got a new song out that's doing really well. And so it's a mix of great country and great rock. And so we feel like it's something that plays to a lot of different demographics in the area. And people will be able to weave their way through. So if they are specifically just rock fans, they will be able to see great rock music all throughout the weekend. And if they are specific to just a country artist, they'll be able to do the same thing. There'll be 3 to 4 stages playing and about over 50 artists. So they'll be able to kind of weave through the weekend and just have a great experience.
When will you have the schedule posted as to who's playing which day?
That'll probably be coming out sometime in June. We're just kind of honing some of the details of the timeline. But yeah, we're looking at end of June to probably being able to release that and let everybody know.
And you said there's going to be 3 or 4 stages. They're all going to be on the infield of the Speedway?
Yeah, everything will be taken on the infield of the track. There's a great amount of Kentucky bluegrass in the infield, and we're going to take advantage of that, kind of create more of a festival atmosphere.
And how are you going to utilize, if at all, the garages that they've got there?
We have a plan of actually turning the garages into a large kind of hospitality and food and beverage area with everything from different types of bars. We've got one bar concept called the Roadhouse that we'll be developing. We'll have a craft beer area. We'll also use some of the garages for creating the Ignite Lounge, which is kind of an upgraded ticket with different experiences attached to it. So we'll be having our food and beverage vendors within the garages and reskinning the whole venue to bring it all for the festival.
And you mentioned the upgrades. It's general admission, but there's all kinds of levels of hospitality to go with some of those.
Correct. So our general admission right now is out there for a 3-day general admission. We've also got a 3-day Ignite, which maybe some people would call a VIP ticket, which has preferred parking that goes with it. There's a food and beverage throughout the weekend that's attached to it. There's specific viewing decks and viewing areas for that ticket. So it's really the two levels. We've got a promotion that will be coming out, social media, that will be our super fan, which is going to be open to everybody that buys a 3-day general admission ticket. And basically, the super fan is going to be somebody that through social media and through the fan clubs of the artists are actually going to get kind of a upgraded experience. They're going to be get really close to the artist. There's specific areas in front of the stages that's geared just towards the super fan. And it's something that we thought kind of ties back to that fan experience and wanting to do something for the fans and also for the artists, because we want their fans in front of them. That's part of it. And I think the super fans are going to have a great experience.
Speaking of great experiences, top of the line is the headliner pass. I was knocked out by everything you get with that pass.
That's the headliner pass is something that if you just want to fly in and have everything taken care of for you, we'll pick you up, we'll bring you, you'll be in a $1 million coach with five of your friends in the specific area. You'll have catered meals all throughout the weekend. It's definitely it's the headliner pass. It's just show up and be treated like the ultimate guest. And it's not for everybody, but we've been finding that there's a lot of people out there with an interest in creating those kind of weekends. And we think it's something fun. And we think it ties to the track and to the whole fan experience that we're trying to produce.
Well, let's talk food. One of the chefs that's going to be there is Chef Edward Lee from Louisville, who was on Top Chef. Are you going to have a lot of local suppliers of produce and meats?
Yeah, we're working through that right now and finishing the development of that. And that's going to be one of the other announcements that'll come up with all the details of all the different restaurants, great local food trucks from the region, Louisville and Lexington and Cincinnati. And Edward Lee is working with us on branding and developing all of that and helping to curate that with our team. So we think it's going to be a great food and beverage hospitality experience. Everything from local craft beers that we'll be serving to also having a focus on, of course, Kentucky bourbon, all the way to Ed Lee actually developing all the menus for the Ignite Lounge and for the artist lounges, for the headliner package and some of the different areas.
And camping, you've got free car camping along with a number of other packages.
We looked at the facility and the region and where it's at, and camping's a big piece. I mean, that's part of what makes a festival a festival. It's like, come on out, camp, and we just decided we'll include car camping, and that's if you want to upgrade to a tent camping spot over by the lake, you can do that. But if you just want to come in, car camp, spend the weekend, listen to great music, eat some great food, and have a great time with your friends, it's really reasonable. You come out and do that for 3 days. The facility lends itself. They already camp massive amounts of people for the race weekends. So we're just utilizing that expertise that they already have and simplifying it for the fan. And it keeps coming back to that fan experience and making it about the fan, making it easy for them, making it approachable. If they want to upgrade, we have everything from hiring glamping that you just show up and we'll take care of the whole thing. We'll have the tent, we'll have a queen size bed in there if you want, and take care of the whole experience for you.
Are you going to have transportation, golf carts, or buses from the campgrounds to the venue?
Yeah, again, utilizing the infrastructure of the raceway, we have their full tram system and bus system, which is very organized and runs flawlessly during race weekend. And so we're just utilizing, again, that expertise of the team at the raceway, and we'll be having buses and trams running throughout the property. So it's 1,100 acres, but because of the systems that are in place, it gets smaller than that 1,100 acres, feels smaller.
There are private campgrounds across from the Speedway. Are those going to be part of it too?
We have not included anything that's outside of the Speedway's property. We're utilizing the Speedway property. We feel like there's enough room and space there that that's where we're going to have people. And that's another reason why we put it as free car camping, so that we keep all of our fans within the site, and so that it doesn't bleed over into other areas that they're thinking, oh, well, we can get a deal by going and camping at this area over here that might be a few miles away. The whole idea was bring them to the Speedway, keep them there. It helps relieve traffic congestion. It makes it for a safer environment and I think for a better fan experience.
And how do folks get tickets?
Go to our website and you can buy tickets through there, or you can go to TicketSlot. You also can call, of course, into the track, but the easiest way would be go to NIFI Fest.
Okay, well, thanks. It sounds like it's going to be a great weekend.
We hope that's what the plan is. We are expecting to have great weather and just that Southern Kentucky hospitality that we're expecting to be able to give our fans.
Thanks for talking with us tonight.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
I've been speaking with Sean Knight, CEO of Nitro Fidelity, about the first NIFI Festival, which will be held at Kentucky Speedway on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, August 28th through the 30th. For more information, go to our website, wbxu.org/AroundCincinnati. I'm Lee Hay. Thank you.